Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Greg Hahn, plus everybody's jocking it up, and Donnie Baker. But first, this.
Every Jack Johnson song. Sounds like the last Jack Johnson song. Everybody sing along to a Jack Johnson song. Hanging out in Waikiki on the beach, just you and me.
Yeah, sounds so fun.
My love is like the big blue sea.
He's quite the writer.
I'm talking metaphorically, or could it be a simile? Every Jack Johnson song, you can sing it at this point with me if you like. Sounds like the last Jack Johnson song. Hula dancing a sarong to a Jack Johnson song. It's the same three chords and a shuffle beat. Write, rehearse, record, repeat. Come on in, it's not too deep. Or mellow out and go to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Surfing, singing all day long on a boogie board made by Billabong. In your thongs or your bare feet. Plenty of roast pork to meat, roast pork to eat, roast pork to eat. Yeah! Every Jack Johnson song sounds like the last Jack Johnson song.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah!
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The complexion of the room has changed greatly. The handsome factor way up.
Every day.
No, it's not Ace.
I think it's Air Day.
Air Day.
Air Day.
Oh. Air Day.
Air Day.
Okay, thank you very much.
On her.
Air. We've been joined in the studio by comedian Greg Hahn.
It's Friday. How about that? Isn't that great?
Hey!
So happy to be back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This
it seems like
discovered.
You were just here.
This is where you get discovered, chick. That's why I keep coming back.
Yes.
I'm going to sign a movie deal after this show.
Yeah.
Be rich. Have to buy a llama farm. Get a kitchen fish tank. Get some plastic surgery. It's going to be botched. Going to get a robot cat. Come on, everybody. I love being here. I love it.
Now, we've been discussing some very interesting things in the show, including a guy who's 7 feet 5 inches tall, and he hit his head on something, which...
Taco Fall. He was washing his hands at the facility and hit his head.
Oh, maybe this is him.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie. Bye.
Oh, hey, Donnie. You okay? We didn't hear from you yesterday. I got worried.
Yes. Some dick hit a transformer, and we couldn't use the cordless phones here at work.
Oh.
I'm glad Greg Hahn's in there today.
Hey, Donnie.
You're always bragging about dating over half a tender. I just want to pick your brain about something.
Oh, really?
I've tried to expand my playing field like you, Greg, just a little. And there was a period of time when I was only dating slump busters, yet my credit score didn't improve at all, you know?
Yeah,
I guess that's to be expected when you spend over $2,000 on Red Hot Funyuns and cookie dough blizzards in under 4 months.
too large.
And no, I ain't talking about you, Patty Ferguson. You know, she couldn't eat blizzards because she had that weird condition where she couldn't keep milk down. She was bulimic. Anyway, I dated younger chicks like you, Greg. Dated bigger chicks. Dated bloated chicks. I mean, not pregnant. They were just showing a little. I even went on a messy bun run for about 3 months. You know, but I got tired of finding house slippers and Crocs in my back seat. So I've tried them all, man. I can tell you, if they're younger, they bring a hunger, and amputees aim to please. Swear to God.
Wow. Johnny. That's nice. That's a nice
thing. Who knew?
So last week, I finally cracked a new code, and I tried something different. I started dating older chicks.
Hmm.
And I ain't talking menopause age. I'm talking polka dots and liver spots. You know?
Oh, boy.
Advanced.
Magic.
Well, one thing leads to another, and even though it was probably her last date, she still applied the three-date rule on me.
Hmm.
Swear to God, I'm like, you sure you don't want another Werther's and maybe prorate it?
No.
She's more old-fashioned than penny loafers.
Oh.
So after begging and working my magic, I finally get her to Tuggy Town. But due to arthritis, she couldn't even give a proper tuggy.
No.
It was more like she was patting it down for weapons. Swear to God. Now, and I'm trying to be patient with her. But there was so much patting, I noticed in the rearview mirror of her Buick, between her patting and all my pork, it sort of looked like she was burping a baby. I swear to God. And then she asked me if I was about to climax. Who says climax anymore? I said, well, not at this pace. I'm afraid you're going to give me the colic first. So I finally got fed up and put the baby back to bed. She was yawning anyways. Hell, it was almost 7:30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Donnie. That's very, very helpful.
That was helpful.
We were talking about the NBA. The Boston Celtics have a rookie named Taco.
T-A-C-K-O.
Thal.
F-A-L-L.
And from Senegal.
Right.
And the guy's 7'6". Is that right?
7'6". He's grown an inch since the story.
What?
Yeah. He's only like 12.
We'll hear in NBC Sports, this one says he's 7'5". But, well, whatever, give or take. He's a big fella. And he apparently banged his head while washing his hands at what is described here as a practice facility.
Yeah. Like,
so, knock himself out or something?
He's in concussion protocol.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh. But again, as Ace pointed out, you think the practice facility for an NBA team, they would probably have high ceilings.
But as Josh pointed out,
don't be that tall.
He's too tall.
Yeah, too tall.
Yeah, but isn't like just normal ceilings 8 feet tall?
I think
the lowest they can be?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Why didn't he duck? He could have ducked.
It's doorways that'll get you.
Oh, well,
I figured out the height discrepancy here. Chick, you were saying 7'6". Tom, you said 7'5".
Right. Yeah.
It was 7'6", and then there was the ceiling fan incident.
We're still doing sports, huh?
No, we were done. Weren't we done?
I don't know.
That's sports.
Okay.
Now we're done.
No baseball?
No, tonight.
Game 3 of the World Series tonight. Nationals in D.C., and they hold a 2-game-to-none lead, and 80% of the teams that have jumped out to a 2-0 lead have gone on to win the series.
You know,
I have a rooting interest in Houston. You know a couple of nice folks in Houston.
Our friends live in Houston.
We're rooting for Houston. Yes. But we'll see.
Okay, thank you.
We will see what we will see.
Now, you missed it. Greg Hahn has joined us in the studio. Greg, you missed it earlier. We were
what happened?
We were jocking up the hits, as they say.
Yeah.
And back in our DJ days, and we ran a couple by Chick.
Yeah, I didn't do very well.
You just heard Chick's catchphrase for sports. Whatever you do, what is it?
Wherever you go. Wherever you go. Don't whatever you do.
Your
always be a good sport.
And you.
Well, you think you would listen? Over all the years, you don't know what my catchphrase is.
Whenever you start doing the catchphrase, I'm...
You check out, don't you?
No, I'm just reciting my thank you prayer to God.
You're checking your 401k.
Sports is over. Might be get on to...
Well,
let's see now.
Hey, Chick, what, you got a little cold?
I got a little cold,
when
yeah.
When you travel, anytime you travel a lot, you got to a shot of tequila.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're going to need a liver transplant, but no sniffles.
No sniffles of that. Need a new liver, but no sniffles.
We were jocking it up. We jocked up some Hendrix, and I received this letter from another person who does the jock thing.
Mm.
As a 19-year-old first-time DJ, I heard a sign-off phrase that I used for the next 36 years on the radio.
Mm.
The sign-off phrase from WKBW's now the late Jack Armstrong. And I think, wasn't Jack Armstrong like a franchise?
Was KBW in Buffalo or
a lot of them. The sign off, yeah, the sign off was, "It's been a business doing pleasure with you."
Nice.
I wrote him a letter, asked if I could steal it. He goes, "Sure, as long as we're not in the same city broadcasting."
Oh.
You like that one?
Huh? No.
It's been a business doing pleasure with you.
It's been a pleasure. Business doing pleasure with you?
No. It's kind of fun. I like it. Mm. I think it's.
But keep in mind what his famous song intro is of all time.
Josh? Dude. I absolutely terrific.
What is it?
Gentleman Earl Bailey, one of my favorites, he said he was getting ready to play Elton John, and he said, "If your song is your song, then your song is next."
Oh, that's good.
Loved it.
That is good.
I was honking the horn, cheering, swerving in the road.
He's got everything great poetry has, no extra words.
Wait a minute, your arm out the window.
Just the stuff you need.
Did everybody hear that?
Okay. Now, do you know what this song is? Ready?
I hear.
Do you want to try doing an intro on that one?
What?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash. I've never done country. Let Ace do it.
No.
No, go ahead.
Let me have a shot.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Josh, okay. Go ahead.
And this goes beyond beyond country, but I think that this was a universal hit. This is one of my dad's favorite songs.
Why are we doing this?
Because are we introducing the song? Is that the thing?
Do you want to do it? Do you want to try it?
I've got my own introduction, sure.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's the thing. Now, in radio, you can't...
Don't tell him anything. He thinks he knows what he's doing. Just,
yeah, I think I know what I'm doing.
See?
Yeah, well, I know you don't know what you're doing.
But that's the comedy, right?
No, not necessarily. The rule is you can't talk when they're singing.
Oh,
you
can talk. Yeah.
He knows that.
Are you ready?
Sentence. All right, sure.
Okay, there
the
we
intro.
Go. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Greg Hahn.
Okay, everybody, get up and mingle! He didn't even wait for the music.
I haven't started the music yet.
Oh. Well, that's key. You got to hit the button.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay, everybody, get up and mingle.
I hear the train
coming. That worked. That's amazing.
I think contextually it's pointless.
Beautiful.
All right, I'd like to try it.
Try it? Yeah, okay, yeah. So we're on the radio. And what time of day is it?
Okay, make believe we're on the radio.
Okay,
Are you doing a morning show? Because it's different if it's morning or evening.
I'll do a morning.
Okay, so
afternoon. This is...
What time?
I got something.
Afternoon DJ.
About quarter till six.
Yeah. Josh Arnold. Afternoon drive time, as they call it.
Yeah.
Right. No. This is not afternoon drive time. This is midday.
Okay.
Yes.
You've only got one left.
This is midday.
Sure, it's not overnight.
I'm proud.
Did you get to the GD point? God, it's unbelievable.
All right.
Middays.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So they've just finished the whatever it is the.
Oh my God!
This is midday.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Hey, it's the Josh Arnold Request Deli. If you need some lunch, here's a little cash.
I hear the train coming.
That makes no sense.
I like
that. That was good.
If you need money for lunch, let me try it again.
Let
me try. Yeah. Hey,
it's the Josh Arnold Request Deli. If you need money for lunch, here's a little cash.
I hear the train.
Killed it.
I like it.
I think it's disrespectful to the artist, I think.
What?
He's dead.
Doesn't even more so. I don't disrespect Johnny.
How
Cash.
So? All right, Tom, let's hear yours then.
Let's see now.
You need money for lunch? Here's a little. Ah, you MF-er. That is so good.
You're an MF-er. What do you think of that?
Well, this song about going to prison. Sorry. This time of year at Halloween, we say boo. Boo.
No.
I stepped in the post.
Well, you were also competing with McGee over
talking,
there.
And I said something about drugs. I'm sorry.
It's song about prison. One of the great.
What's wrong with
I'll
you?
I'll say 3-2, skip the one. 3-2.
Creedence, Clearwater Revival. Everybody mingle.
That's it?
Get up and mingle.
You didn't even stop.
Admittedly, it's a short intro.
Okay, do it again.
You're supposed to hit the post. You're supposed to talk until the singing starts.
I'm sorry.
Maybe try to introduce the song.
Right.
The artist.
Okay. Get up and mingle! CCR!
I see. Is it like a pirate thing? CCR! Okay, let's try a different one.
I want to try that one. May I try that one?
Well, you know how long it is. I mean, it's not fair.
I'd just like to try it.
Okay.
Hey, I see a good sun lower in CCR. What do you see?
I see
a bad moon rising. See?
I see. Wait. I see.
Good sun.
A good sun lowering, yeah.
Oh, S-U-N. Oh, jeez. I thought that was some kind of weird. Never mind. Well, that's awful. Boy. That's terrible.
Terrible.
I like it when it ties into the first lyric.
You know what? That kind of does remind one of Earl Bailey.
Except Earl's the master.
Yeah. Your song is your song.
Earl would throw a brick at me.
If Earl hears this, he is absolutely my favorite DJ ever.
I think Greg enjoyed it.
Okay. Greg, you want to try a different one? Or do you want to try that one?
I can try the one we just did.
Okay. Could we get some enthusiasm?
Okay. I guess.
He knows he's not going to be able to follow.
Jacked up a little bit over there.
Good sun lower.
Have some coffee. You know, you're on a special diet right now. It's all donuts. What do you call that?
The donut cleanse.
The donut cleanse.
Sure.
Okay, good. That's going to be
That's
going to be very popular with
ladies
in yoga pants. Hey, you look great, Susie. What is it? I'm doing the donut cleanse. Here we go. Greg Hahn, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a cop, but his shower's broken. Let's hear from Magnum B.O.
We are in the presence of greatness.
Something that was so good, I'd like to hear it again. Ready? Go.
No.
He's a cop, but his shower's broken.
Please welcome
Magnum B.O.
You can't reproduce it for the Pacific time zone.
You want me to do it again?
No. Let's do something different.
How do you follow that after you nail it?
Yeah. That's good.
I mixed it wrong. I had the music too loud. I don't think. Okay, Josh, you ready for a new one?
Sure.
Okay, you've got some ammo.
I don't know what the song is, so you know how I like to tie it in.
Okay,
but I'll wait.
Once again, playing DJ with some credence. Here you go.
Everybody, hey! Bingo!
It's JMA playing a little CCR.
Excuse me. Don't ruin it. Okay. The everybody mingle joke was funny when Greg did it, and then you tried to recreate it, and then we can't get the moment back.
Right.
It doesn't work at all.
Magnum B.O.
Okay, Magnum B.O., much funnier than anything you've said all day. Let's just move on. Okay? Yep. All right? Okay. Josh, I apologize.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Are you going to say JMA is CCR?
I said it's JMA playing a little CCR. And then I had another. Yeah, I'll hear. You'll hear it.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
But who's JMA?
He is.
Joshua Matthew Arnold.
How am I supposed to know that?
My fans would know.
That's
you have
right.
Fans.
I'm in my mind. I've been on the air for 25 years, and I've got a loyal following. And
you've been on the air for like 2 years.
In this scenario is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I think if you'd been on the air for 25 years, you'd be a lot better at it. Let's go.
I thought I was in.
It's
the
a small house. Market. They don't expect much.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Hey, it's JMA spending a little CCR for you. You know, I read a story earlier about an unlucky daughter, but now you're going to hear a little bit about a fortunate son.
You got a lot.
Today, right now, it's playing. Sing with him.
That was terrible.
Oh, that was a lot of jibber jabber.
I mean, the audience is your spot.
You know what? Han's on fire today. That was a lot of jibber jabber.
You finish your stupid spiel, then the music's they're going. Is there a punchline to this?
Well, I have to give people time to laugh, and then
they weren't laughing.
I was laughing like I'm watching Richard Pryor. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's try one more. Who's going to do it?
I can do it. I don't mind doing it.
Here we go. Okay, once again, here we go. The untrained ear of Greg Hahn, and here it comes.
Let's enjoy some music, and as my mother used to say, don't wander out.
I'm not sure that ties in, really.
His mother always
used to switch songs.
Of course I switched songs.
The last song
was Fortunate
Son. And I had a mother comment. But then the
song
changed.
Okay, here we go. Here it comes.
Wait a minute.
It's the same. Go ahead.
We already know how it goes. Hey. How are you, everybody? As my mom used to say, don't wander out!
That's it. that went nowhere.
Everybody mingle!
Second shot.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.